Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Okay, Elaine Loughlin, political editor with the Irish Examiner. Thank you very much indeed. Well, that's a speculation around going to the polls or when it would happen here. They're actually going to the polls in the UK. The North sends 18 MPs to the British House of Commons, with this vote seen as a key acid test for all the major parties and their leaders, of course. And Barry Lenehan is in Belfast for us this evening. And Barry, what's the picture there? Any sense of turnout so far?
Well, Cormac, at this juncture, turnout appears to be on a par, if not ever so slightly ahead of where it was at this point of the day for the last comparable vote here in the North, that being the Stormont elections of 2022. 18 seats, as you say, down for decision across 18 constituencies, one for each constituency. The DUP currently holding 8, Sinn Féin 7, the SDLP 2, and the Alliance Party 1. And the number of registered voters here in Northern Ireland, the largest it has ever been for a British general election, standing at 1.363 million. In total, 136 candidates standing their ground. And the reporting of turnout done differently here than what we might expect for the local elections on the European elections of what we had there a few weeks ago, where you could get specific numbers for Kinnegad to Kilmuckridge at any time of the day. Generally, bulletins given out by polling stations at three different points, at 12 noon, at 5 p.m, at 9 p.m. Now, for the Assembly elections of 2 years ago, the turnout was 13% at 12 p.m, but the projections at the moment are showing it at around 14% at 12 p.m. thus far today. Some regional variations within that: Fermanagh South Tyrone, the most marginal seat across all Westminster constituencies, as we know, the turnout there at around 12 noon, varying in Dungannon from between 16% and 23%, whilst one of the prominent candidates in Lagan Valley, of course the outgoing MP there, Geoffrey Donaldson, former leader of the DUP, stated the turnout there relatively recently was 35%. In Bangor, which is at the North Down constituency, around 12 as well. Earlier on, among those to cast their vote, the Sinn Féin leader in the North, Michelle O'Neill, casting her vote in Clonoe in County Tyrone, the leader of the DUP, Gavin Robinson, in Dundalland, the SDLP leader, Colm Eastwood, casted his vote in Derry earlier, whilst the Alliance Party leader, Naomi Long, brought her dog Daisy to the polling station in East Belfast, keeping up the tradition of canines being pictured at polling stations around here.
Very good
now,
indeed.
Two imponderables as the afternoon or the evening progresses. This is holiday season here in the North, with the 12th of July, of course, next week. People often take a two-week break around now, and there's been a significant increase of postal ballots, 50% more than the last general election 5 years ago, and 70% more than the local elections of last year, 25,000 postal ballots. And also the weather. The weather is improving. It has been pretty stormy and windy here all day, so it's really hard to know how the turnout will progress as the day progresses.
Okay, so that's the turnout. You've given us a very comprehensive picture, as good as we could get at this stage. How will counting work, Barry, or how quickly will we get a picture as to how things are going? Will there be an exit poll, for example?
No exit poll in the North, but there will be for Scotland, Wales and England at 10 o'clock, released on the BBC. In terms of the counting here, the ballot boxes are brought to three regional count centres here in Belfast, away to my right in the Titanic Centre, with 6 constituencies down for decision there, 8 constituencies to be counted in Matherfelt, in Derry, and then the remainder to be counted in Craigavon. The first results we're expecting from the North's 18 constituencies around 1:30, 1:45 to 2 for North Down, maybe, and Strangford, it is thought, which are key early battles. They might give us a key early indication as to the Alliance Party's vote, and indeed the DUP's vote, and some of those blockbuster constituencies which will be announced in the wee hours of the morning, and everything expected to be done at around 5 o'clock in the morning here for the North's 18 constituencies. Of course, you can keep up to date by bringing the radio to your bedside, perhaps, and listening to a special programme on RTE Radio 1 with all the counting from the North and from the wider British general election here on RTE Radio 1 from 9:45 to 10. And while the electoral battles here may be small in the bigger Westminster picture that might emerge around here, they could have profound implications for any of the main political party leaders, with no election perhaps expected here again until 2027 and the Assembly elections.
Okay, Barry Lenehan in Belfast, thank you very much indeed for that.